Now we're going to head over to Delaware to chat with Teresa. What can we do for you today?
I've got a wall of mirrors in my home, and I was wondering what the best way was to remove them.
Oh, and are they like floor to ceiling, super giant, glued on as impossibly glued as possible?
Well, I'm not sure. They've got they're in pieces, and they look like little rosettes that may be holding them on, and I'm kind of afraid to even attempt to remove them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be somewhat dangerous. We can give you one trick of the trade, and that is that sometimes the professional mirror companies, what they'll do is they'll actually run a wire behind that and try to get the wire between the mirror and between the wall and pulling it down.
To sort of slice the adhesive.
Yeah, and generally what it does is strips the adhesive off the wall, and it almost always takes some of the paper of the drywall with it, so you have quite a bit of repair work to be done. But it beats breaking the mirrors up. However, if you do this, you got to be really careful. You got to have safety glasses. You got to have gloves because the mirror could break at any time.
Mm-hmm. And use like a clear contact paper or some sort of contact paper across the face of the mirror so that if it does break, it doesn't go like shattering everywhere. It sort of just breaks but sticks to the paper and sort of falls off in one piece if it does. But those rosettes that you describe in the corner, Teresa, those could really simply just be holding like a sheet mirror to the wall, because that's generally what those are used for. So look at those rosettes, see if there's a screw in it. Are they nailed in? If you removed it, does the mirror sort of back away from the wall? You know, start with the corner and see what happens before you get all crazy.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.